And I'm calling on you guys to trust God enough. You hear me? See, you can't do this in the flesh. These men couldn't do these deeds in muscle strength. I've gotten that over to you tonight. You can't punch a punching bag. 2 minutes. Three, you'd pass out. That's how long a professional round goes. I'm trying to tell you, you can't do it. And that's great. I can't make this. We can't do this. Our point is to, first of all, confess to God, it isn't the way we are. He already knows it. God, that's just not me. I know, Floyd. Right. What God wants us to be is willing to be like this. Are you willing for me to do a work in your life, hear this, that you can stand in a barley field alone against the Philistines? How many of you know there's lots of Philistines in different colors, shapes, and forms? They can be all your friends, you young people in here, that'll ridicule or mock you or say, oh, you're just a Jesus freak, or oh, you're just hung up on this, or oh, rock music will never hurt anything like this, or this won't hurt anything, or that won't hurt anything. Can you stand in a barley field? Gird up the loins of your mind. Listen to me. Jesus is coming soon. And the scripture says there's going to be a lot of Christians ashamed when he calls them up. That's right. How many of you know Christians even fornicate? I'll tell you one thing. It would be embarrassing, to say the least, to be right in the middle of an act of adultery at the rapture. How about yelling at your wife? I've told you for the last time, woman. Shunk. Up we go. Finger pointed right at her. Facing Jesus. Do you hear what I'm saying? I mean, listen, what I'm trying to tell you is, it's not enough to be saved. That's just fire insurance. Will you dare repent enough to call on God to give you a heart that pleases Him? A heart that wants to please Him. Some of you are thinking, well, I want to, but I don't want to. You know, I know, because you're afraid of the price it's going to cost you. And there's going to be days you're going to feel like your hand has fought so hard that it's sticking to the sword. I can't make you want to do this. I can't even make me want to do it. But I've hoped I've said something to you not tonight that will never let you be content with what you are again. I don't want you to leave here tonight feeling miserable about what you aren't, but to come to grips with the honesty and integrity of seeing what we are not. I didn't say what you are not. I said what we are not. And I call on God to put it there. I want to close with this last point. It's a quickie. If you look at the last name on the list in 2 Samuel 23, David's last man in the 30. It was Uriah the Hittite. I love it. Bathsheba's husband that David had murdered. And Uriah, at the end, placed here, listen to me, it becomes, it's written here at the end of David's life, and what we have is an illustration of a great spiritual truth. And it is that at the end, the loyal and the devoted are remembered and are honored. It's a type in the physical realm of our judgment. See, Uriah died like a fool, serving his king who had plotted his death. But Uriah didn't die like a fool because he trusted God. And the question is, what happens if I make this commitment that you're challenging me for, Brother Floyd, that you're challenging yourself for, and I find myself in a lentil field or a barley field with just me and one other, or me by myself? First of all, you'll never be by yourself. I hope I got that across. Shema was only by himself physically. He couldn't have been by himself. Amen. He would have been killed. God was with him. Now comes the final part of it. Listen, I'd like to put a period there. I'd like to tell you, glory, glory, hallelujah. Make the commitment. You'll be a Shema, a Jehoshabim, da-da-da-da-da. No. On that list was Uriah. You may end up like Uriah. These men risked their lives to get a drink of water. Do you know how old David was in this story? 20. You look at me. I am a man. I understand men bonding to a certain extent where there are a very small handful of men I've known in my life that maybe, on a good day, in a just right move, maybe I would risk my life for them. Maybe. I can't say. Easy to say when you're standing up in an air-conditioned room in Houston, right? Maybe. But none of those are 20-year-old young men. You hear what I'm saying? It is hard to be willing to lay down your life for a 20-year-old. I'm not talking about your child. I'm talking about someone you know that's 20 years old. See, the men that I would be more willing to lay down my life for are older men whose lives, over the years, I've grown to respect. You hear what I'm saying to you? Now I'm focusing on David himself. Not only were these men incredible men of commitment, David must have been worth committing to. Grown men don't commit to the death like this. Have you ever seen it? Listen to me, y'all. I've read this story over and over. I have a hard time, Willie, I have a hard time just understanding what I'm reading. Yes, you may be the Uriah. And the question is, will you trust God enough to end up a Shema, an Eleazar, or a Uriah? The point is, if I end up a Uriah, what happens? In the end, your name is not forgotten. And beloveds, that's what Christianity is really all about. You're sadly deceived if you think Christianity is all about everything's going great, no problems, lots of money, cars running good, kids are healthy, prettiest wife in town, you know, no problems. Hang around a few more days. Hard lesson. Simple point. Went around the mountain to lay the foundation. Would you chew on it this week and rise? God bless you guys. Now you know why you've never heard a lesson on it. For one thing, the teacher can't dare teach it unless he's willing to do it himself, can he? Unless he's a hypocrite. So yeah, and you know what? I'm just like you. Every time I come right up to wanting to make that, to be willing to lay down for such a dinky thing as a glass of water, if it pleases God. Did you hear that? This lesson is over sacrificing your life for something dinky to please your king. See, some of us are willing to do it for something big and important. Come on. But something dinky? See, the question is, how much do you really want to please the king? And I want to encourage you, you hadn't got much time left to do it anyway. Okay? Okay. Every time I walk right up to that, some crisis happens. You know why? Guess who's responsible for that? Guess who doesn't want me to make that decision? See, that's just when something happens in your family. That's when your wife says this, or your husband does this, or your child does this, or your mother says this, or your daddy says this. See, the problems are going to come from the people closest to you to keep you from wanting to make that kind of commitment. That's all you can handle. If you're like me, you've had it. Go back and read it again. Just go back and read the stories. There are only a couple of verses. And just see those men. Just look at it. It's incredible. Would I lay down my life for a glass of water? For David, never. Probably never. For God, wish I could answer that one. I'd hate to say yes and it'd be a lie, wouldn't you? And I'd hate to confess to you that the answer is no. Can we pray? Father, for the supernatural grace that goes beyond understanding, give us the grace to trust you this much. to want to please you in this small of a detail in our lives, just because it's the desire of your heart, just because you're the King. Thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you, precious people.